This is Pastor Mike Curlin of Truth Bible Fellowship in the beautiful village of South Onondaga, and I am your pastor for the day. I'd like to start out with a poem by Valerie Cox to illustrate our teaching today. The title of the poem is The Cookie Thief. A woman was waiting at an airport one night with several long hours before her flight. She hunted for a book in the airport shops, bought a bag of cookies, and found a place to drop. She was engrossed in her book, but happened to see that the man sitting beside her, as bold as could be, grabbed a cookie or two from the bag in between, which she tried to ignore to avoid a scene. So she munched the cookie and watched the clock as the gutsy cookie thief diminished her stock. She was getting more irritated as the minutes ticked by, thinking if I wasn't a Christian, I'd blacken his eye. With each cookie she took, he took one too. When only one was left, she wondered what would he do. With a smile on his face and a nervous laugh, he took the last cookie and broke it in half. He offered her half as she ate the other. She snatched it from him and thought, "Oh, brother. This guy has some nerve, and he's also rude. Why, he didn't even show any gratitude." She had never known when she had seen so much gall, and sighed with relief when her flight was finally called. She gathered her belongings and headed to the gate, refusing to look back at the thieving ingrate. She boarded the plane and sank in her seat. Then she sought her book, which was almost complete. As she reached in her baggage, she grasped with surprise. There was her bag of cookies in front of her eyes. "If mine are here," she moaned in despair, "the others were his, and he tried to share." Too late to apologize, she realized with grief that she was the rude one, the ingrate, the thief. Oh, boy. I'd just like to say this is really what we all have to come to terms with at some point in our relationship with God. There comes a day when we realize God has done nothing to us, only done everything for us, and so unselfishly wants to share everything with us. And we finally come to terms with the fact that we are the cookie thief, and we need to have a right relationship with God. So I just want to run through a few things, because once we accept the Lord's invitation, now we have to act properly among our brothers and sisters in the church, people at work, and our family. So we want to be very careful about our assumptions. We need to question them. In every situation, we want to take a breath, step back, and think about what's really going on here. Maybe ask some questions. The other thing is, give others the benefit of the doubt. Ephesians 4:31 and 32 says, "Get rid of all bitterness, rage, anger, harsh words, and slander, as well as all types of malicious behavior. Instead, be kind to each other, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, just as God, through Christ, has forgiven you." The other thing to remember are things are not always as they appear. Give it a few moments, and things may become clearer. Number four, stressful situations reveal what's truly inside each of us, and we need to repent. And number five, we all get to choose our response. Every opportunity, we get to choose how we're going to respond to each situation. 1 Timothy 3:15 says, "So that if I can't come for a while, you will know how people must conduct themselves in the household of God. This is the church of the living God, which is the pillar and the support of truth." And of course, God's greatest ask to each of us and command truly is to love one another as I have loved you. This is Pastor Mike Curlin of Truth Bible Fellowship in the beautiful village of South Onondaga, and I am your pastor for the day.